call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Austin. How can I help you?
Hello, Austin. My name is Winston with XP. I have an FMS number for you.
All right, sir. Just give me one moment. FMS just kind of being a little bit slow. All right. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All righty. That is 751-607-98. Got a heck of a situation on my hands, Mr. Austin.
Oh, boy. Even 1 second, let me get it pulled up. And then
All right.
We'll see what we can do about it.
Yes, sir. I just need just a bit of assistance from you.
Absolutely. So what's the client's name and address? Can you
that'll
verify
be,
that for me real quick?
Yes, sir. That'll be Ralph Brown at 3307 Woodworth Place, Hazelcrest, Illinois, 60429. Telephone number is 773-544-4386.
Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. So let me just get this on my screen, Ralph Brown.
No problem.
All right. And what can I do for you?
All right. So Tech Mike called in and stated that he did not have access. He can't access the customer's home due to the snowfall from yesterday. So, he stated that the customer told him he was going to make sure that he did have access, meaning that he was going to have the snow shoveled enough that he can go ahead and bring his items in and go and get them installed. Tech stated that he gets there, it is not shoveled at all. He stated that he couldn't access the front door, no way, no how. So he stated that he reached out to the customer. The customer told him that it was supposed to be shoveled, but it wasn't, but that his dad was going to do it. That his dad was 60 years old. So the customer stated, listen, he don't mind waiting, but he only can wait about 5 to maybe 10 minutes, and then he's going to go ahead and move on to his next stop. So I reached out to the customer to confirm the situation and informed him that he had to be rescheduled. And he stated to me that he's been waiting on this for 2 months, and he apologized about it not being shoveled. He stated that his father was going to do it, and I told him, okay, we're not going to put no strain on a 60-year-old man. It was kind of your responsibility to make sure it got shoveled, even though you said that you hired someone or someone was supposed to do it. I said, sir, we all have our due diligence to do, and you were supposed to make sure that car was shoveled. I apologize, but, you know, it's up to the tech to stay and wait. Now, he asked, can the tech wait till he gets there? He said he was about 20 minutes away. He'd get it shoveled. I said, it's up to the tech. So then he said, well, can he come back after he finishes other installs? I said, that is sorely up to the tech. So I told him I'd make the proposition to him. And but I told him there's no guarantees. I can't make him do anything. But I said, more than likely, he'll have to be rescheduled. And I told him I have Best Buy reach out to him so he can go ahead and get him rescheduled in the process and that. Okay. He said, okay. So I asked the tech. The tech said, no, he got his next stop is 32 minutes away.
I said,
that's just unfortunate. So now me and you are talking, Mr. Austin. I told the customer that more than likely he had to be rescheduled. Told him you'll take care of that process with him. And that's where we at right now.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, I said I definitely understand and I empathize with him. But at the same token, I have a job to do. The techs have a job to do. And he said he has more installs after yours. Sorry. And he said, well, he's going to be getting there early. I said, that is true. But it is his choice to come back to your home. And we can't make him do that. I said he did his part by showing up on time. So
right. He showed up on time. And honestly, he did more than is even required of him by calling in and, you know, seeing if it could be resolved.
Right. That's what I said. I said he did his due diligence. I said the only person that didn't do it was you, sir. So, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say it's, unfortunate. I mean, the tech called, gave him a heads up that he was coming, asked if he could get everything shoveled. But...
And he said he gave him a 30-minute head up, 30, 45-minute head up.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you can't beat that with a crowbar. You know, if he still didn't have it shoveled, there's nothing that we can do. So, and I told him that you'll be reaching back out to him shortly. And please do tell the client or the customer that the proposition that he's offered, the tech turned it down. And he's moving on to his next, and he's going to go ahead and finish his day off. And he has to be rescheduled.
All right. Well,
I'll be here when you get back, Austin. I'm ready.
Let me go mention to him. I was going to say, I'm not going to be able to reschedule him right now because everything's still updating.
Yes.
Check, but yeah, everything's in transit. So just kind of call him, update him on yours, and tell him I can either have him automatically scheduled or he can call back and we'll get him scheduled. So
right.
Give me just one moment.
I'll be right here.
And I'll give you a case number.
Yes, sir. Moment. All right.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
I definitely am.
All right. Thanks for holding. I do appreciate it. So
No problem.
I called him. I let him know the information. Yeah, he wasn't happy, unfortunately. But that's, it's, it is what it is at this point.
It's okay. He'll be all right. That's
All
the
right.
life of being a
So
property owner.
yeah, it's got a case number for you whenever you are ready.
I'm definitely ready.
All right. 281.
Yes, sir.
485.
Yes, sir.
074.
Thank you also for this bridge code, and thanks for talking with XPO. You be safe and you enjoy your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Most definitely.